Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Ahalos, and we are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Beis, which is elaborating on the beginning of Mishnah Aleph. So, Ketzat Shlosha, how do you have three things that become Tameh from that form a train of Tumah that originates with a mace? Kelim, Anogim, Bemace. You have Kelim that touch a mace. V'Kelim, Bakelim, and those Kelim touch other Kelim. Tameh and Tumah Shiva. So, both sets of Kelim are Tameh for 7 days. Hashlishi, Bein, Adam, Uvein, Kelim, Tameh and Tumah Serev. But then the next thing, whether it be Kalim, whether it be people, are only going to be come Tame for that day. Because there is a concept called Cherev Hareu Kechalol. So if the first Kli is metal and it touches a mace, so it's an Avi Avos Hatoma, like the mace itself. Then the next Kli that it touches is an Av Hatoma. So both of those things are Tame Tumas Shiva. And then the next thing that it touches is only going to be Kam Tame Tumas Erev. Mishnah Gimel Ketzar Arba'a. How do you have something that the train goes to force stops of Tumah, and only the last one is Tumas Erev? Kelim Nogin B'meis. You have Kelim that touch a dead body. V'adam B'kelim. And a person touches those Kelim. V'kelim B'adam. And that Kelim touch a person. Tumeim Tumas Shiva. All of them are Tameh for 7 days. But Harvi Bein Adam Bein Kelim. But the next item down the list, whether it be Adam or Kelim, are Tameh Tumas Erev. Are only Tameh for that day. Meaning the metal Kli that touches the mace is Navi Avos HaTumah because of Cherev Hareu Kechalol. The person that touches that is an avatuma. When that person touches another kli, it likewise becomes an avatuma, because we still apply cherev hareu kachal, that it doesn't go down a level, and therefore the next thing it touches, whether it be adam or kelim, is going to be a rishon tuma, which is only tamei tumas erev. Amar Rabbi Akiva, yesh li chamishi. I have a case where even a fifth thing can become tamei. How so? Hashvut hatochav ba'ohel. You have a tent with a dead body in it, and there was a pole that's attached to the tent to hold up the tent. So the pole was in the middle of the tent and was holding up the roof of the tent. Ha'ol, and there's a dead body in there. Ha'ol v'ashvud v'adam anogei b'shvud v'kelim ba'adam. The halach is the tent, the pole holding up the tent, and the person who touched the pole after the dead body was removed from the tent, and any kli that was then touched by that person, all four of those things, Tamei and Tumas Shiva, are Tamei for 7 days. HaChamishi, Bein Adam and Kelim. And then the next item down, whether it be Adam or Kelim, is Tamei Tumas Erev, is only Tamei for 1 day. Because both the tent and the pole become Tamei from the dead body that's underneath the Ohel, and they're both Avi Avos HaTumah, like anything that becomes Tamei, like any metal Kli that becomes Tamei directly from a dead body. And since that pole is an Avi Avos HaTumah, the person who touches it is an Av HaTumah. When he touches a Kli, that Kli becomes an Av HaTumah, and then when it touches the next thing down, that next thing down becomes a Rishon. So Amrlo, Ein Ohel Mischashev. The Chacham say, no, the tent doesn't count as a separate thing on the list of tumas, because the reason the pole became tame is not from the ohel itself. The pole became tame from the mace, by being in the same ohel as the mace. So it was directly from the mace. It is not from the tent. So to review what we learned today, we were elaborating on the first line of the Masechta, where we said that the tumah can go down to 2 generations, 3 generations, 4 generations, with only the last generation being a Tamei Tumas Erev, and the rest of them being Tamei Tumas Shiva, and it utilizes the principle of Cherev Harehu Kichalol. And then we had Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush that it can even go down 5 generations, but the Chachamim disagreed that is considered to be a 5th generation. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet.